This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. For the first time in the history of this broadcast, I have chosen a program title outside of my native English language. I have titled this program Euangelion. This is a word from Koine Greek, which is sometimes called Biblical Greek, which may be different than the modern language spoken by my listening friends in Greece. The meaning of this word is good news or good message, and this word has come to be almost the same meaning as the English word gospel, which is derived from that old Greek word euangelion. I am not trying to teach all of you ancient Greek. I know very little of Koine Greek myself. I am using this word to talk about how the gospel message of Jesus Christ is such tremendous good news. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus, amen. Some material for this program is from GodQuestions.org. The key Bible verse of this ministry is from Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in the whole world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. The 20th century British philosopher and professor C.S. Lewis said, "Christianity, if it is false, is of no importance. And if it is true, it is of infinite importance. The only thing Christianity cannot be is moderately important." Think about that a moment. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. And you may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com/contact. The secular or non-Christian meaning of the term good news would be news media reporting that focuses on positive, uplifting news stories instead of crime and violence all the time. Here are partial song lyrics written by Anne Murray, a Canadian pop music singer famous during the 1970s and 1980s. She titled the song "A Little Good News." I will quote just a small part of her song lyric. "Nobody was assassinated in the whole third world today, and in the streets of Ireland all the children had to do was play, and everybody loves everybody in the good old USA. We sure could use a little good news today. Nobody robbed a liquor store on the lower part of town. Nobody OD'd. Nobody burned a single building down. Nobody fired a shot in anger. Nobody had to die in vain. We sure could use a little good news today." Well, thanks to God, we have a lot of good news to give you. Let me explain. Luke chapter 2 in the Bible, verses 8 to 11, shows the beginning of the good news. "Now there were shepherds nearby living out in the field, keeping guard over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were absolutely terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Listen carefully, for I proclaim to you good news that brings great joy to all the people. Today, your Savior is born in the city of David. He is Christ the Lord.'" Remember, the gospel is not God hatefully saying, "Turn to me or I will send you to hell." No, the gospel is the mercy and grace of God saying, "You are already on the way to hell. Turn to me, and I will save you." So let me explain a little bit more about what is the gospel. As I said earlier, the word gospel literally means good news. It occurs 93 times in the Bible. In Greek, it is the word euangelion, from which we get our English words evangelist, evangel, and evangelical. The gospel is, broadly speaking, the whole of Scripture. More narrowly, the gospel is the good news concerning Christ and the way of salvation. The key to understanding the gospel is to know why it is good news. To do that, we must start with the bad news. The Old Testament law was given to Israel during the time of Moses. The law can be thought of as a measuring stick, and sin is anything that falls short of perfect according to that measuring stick. The righteous requirement of the law is so tough that no human being could possibly follow it perfectly, in letter or in spirit. Despite our goodness or badness relative to each other, we are all in the same spiritual condition. We have sinned, and the punishment for sin is death, which means separation from God, the source of life. Yes, this does mean hell. In order for us to go to heaven, the place where God lives, and the realm of life and light, sin must somehow be removed or paid for. The law established the fact that cleansing from sin can only happen through the bloody sacrifice of an innocent life. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22 tells us this: "Indeed, according to the law, almost everything was purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin." The gospel involves the death of Jesus on the cross as the sin offering to fulfill the righteous requirement of the law. See Romans chapter 8 and Hebrews chapter 10. Under the Old Testament law, animal sacrifices were offered year after year as a reminder of sin and a symbol of the coming sacrifice of Christ. When Christ offered himself at Calvary, that symbol became a reality for all who would believe. The work of atonement is finished now, and that is good news. The gospel also involves the resurrection of Jesus on the third day. Quoting the Bible, "He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification." That's Romans 4:25. The fact that Jesus conquered sin and death, which is the penalty of sin, is good news indeed. The fact that he offers to share that victory with us is the greatest news of all. See John 14:19. The elements of the gospel are clearly stated in 1 Corinthians 15:3-6. This is a key passage concerning the good news of God. Here's what it says: "For what I received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living." Notice, first of all, that Paul received the gospel and then passed it on. This is a divine message, not a man-made invention. Second, the gospel is of first importance. Everywhere the apostles went, they preached the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ. Third, the message of the gospel is accompanied by proofs. Christ died for our sins, proved by his burial, and he rose again on the third day, proved by the eyewitnesses. Fourth, all of this was done according to the Scriptures. The theme of the whole Bible is the salvation of mankind through Christ. The Bible is the gospel. I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. That's Romans 1:16. The gospel is a bold message, and we are not ashamed of proclaiming it. It is a powerful message because it is the good news of God. It is a saving message, the only thing that can truly transform the human heart. It is a universal message for Jews and Gentiles both, and the gospel is received by faith. Salvation is the gift of God. See Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. The gospel is the good news that God loves the world enough to give his only Son to die for our sin. See John 3:16. The gospel is good news because our salvation and eternal life and home in heaven are guaranteed through Christ. See John 14. He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. 1 Peter 1:3-4. The gospel is good news when we understand that we do not and cannot earn our salvation. The work of redemption and justification is complete, having been finished on the cross. John 19:30. The gospel is the good news that we, who were once enemies of God, have been reconciled by the blood of Christ and adopted into the family of God. See Romans 5:10 and John 1:12. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. 1 John 3:1. The gospel is the good news that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. So, to reject the gospel is to embrace the bad news. Condemnation before God is the result of a lack of faith in the Son of God, the only provision of God for salvation. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. That's John 3, 17-18. God has given a doomed world good news. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, do you want to continue living as you always have and, well, hope for the best? Or do you think it is time for a change, a real change of the entire direction of your life, made possible by the power of the Holy Spirit of God in filling you and empowering you to live a really good life as a result of this good news? Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. And as I said earlier, this is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and to Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as shortwave radio. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 11. Now there were shepherds nearby living out in the field, keeping guard over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were absolutely terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. Listen carefully, for I proclaim to you good news that brings great joy to all the people. Today, your Savior is born in the city of David. He is Christ the Lord."